This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. I want to thank you for being with us. Hope everyone had a very nice and safe Memorial Day weekend. And tell you, it looks like a little weather is going to hit us today as well. A little rain out there looks like could happen, but great weekend. And Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, sponsor of our show. Kurt, how are you?
Nice to see you. Yeah, it's springtime in first part of June.
Exactly. Yeah.
The little hail we're starting to get, the tornado things, the afternoon rain sort of coming in, and we look out the window here, it's coming.
I tell you what's crazy is this friend of mine this morning sent me a deal. He's in Englewood, or in Denver, really, on the other side of Bellevue in Santa Fe. Hail last night stacked up on his patio.
Yes.
And how can, you know, just Highlands Ranch where we are? I mean,
we got nothing.
I mean, it's weird how in the city different things can
different
happen.
Little pockets.
Just like a line there where it doesn't happen. Yeah.
And it's okay if hail misses me.
Absolutely.
I have a good, you know, one of our friends is Greg Lackey, insurance.
Sure.
And I called him this morning. We had an appointment later on in the afternoon. He said, Kurt, I'm busy. He said, I got too many calls going in.
I bet.
He's starting to get the calls because that's it. And a roofer I know, same
right.
way.
Right. Affordable Interest Mortgage sponsor for our show, and we'll introduce our special guest here in one moment. But, Kurt, let's talk a little bit about on your end, first of all, for first-time home buyer programs. What's out there right now?
There's actually quite a few. The lenders are understanding that in 2018, 56% of the homes that were sold to those that are classified as millennials. So they're wanting to get into the house buying market. So there's programs out now. You can get some with as little as 1% down. Normally with those, because the down payment's small, the risk is a little higher, so the rates are higher. But we have other programs where you still get great rates, and you can actually get it with no mortgage insurance with only 3% down. And some of that money can be gifted, if not all of it. So there's ways to get into a home now that you can actually not bring a lot of money to the close and still get some good rates and good payments. CHAFA has 6 different programs for down payment assistance, depending on where you are and how you want to go. They do conventional, do FHA. And then if you're a vet, vets are 100%.
Sure.
Vets got the best first-time home buyer program on the planet.
Right.
And it's just 100% what it is. Okay, you're in. No money down. Good. Great rates, no mortgage insurance.
Right.
So if you're a vet, you got a real good opportunity. And one of the nice things, if you're a veteran, you can buy a duplex or a fourplex, rent out one half or the other portion of it, and basically almost have no mortgage payment yourself because all your tenants are paying for it. And you didn't bring a lot of money. So we're seeing a lot of vets starting to take advantage of that option too.
Good deal. Affordable Interest Mortgage, as I always say, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. Well, glad to have a returning guest back in studio, and this gentleman's been a friend of our show for a number of years, and you see him on Channel 9, Channel 2 quite a bit, and it is Joe Quijano from Become the Banker. Joe, good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Good to see you, too.
You know, I was looking at your logo and your tagline, and so kind of want to start with that, if we could, today, where it says, my bank, my money, my way.
Isn't that beautiful?
If that would be something we all want, that's it right there.
Right, right.
So tell us a little bit about even what that means.
Okay. You know, banks make a lot of money, and they have strategies. They use specific strategies to make money. And if we can show people how they can apply the same strategies that banks are using to make money to their own personal financial life, is that going to help them?
Yes.
In other words, they will not have to rely totally on banks. They can do their self-financing. They can finance a car. They can finance a college education. They can finance anything they want through their own Become the Banker policy.
Correct.
And whatever the bank was going to be making off of them, the interest, they can pay themselves back the same amount of money, recapturing what they would have lost to the banks. So that's my bank. My money means, you know, we're all working for the money that we make,
sure.
Scott. And personally, I mean, I had nothing handed down to me. Everything that I have earned in my life has been because of my effort.
Right.
And I want to keep my money safe. And I believe that most people the majority of people that we're speaking to every single day, they care about saving or safety mm-hmm. of their money. They don't want to lose their money.
Right. Growing money is nice. Losing money, that's the worst feeling in the world.
Right. You're right, Scott. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, if you know, the majority of people have their money in the stock market. So when the market goes up, people are happy. When the market goes down, people are sad. Mm-hmm. So they go through life being happy, sad, happy, sad, happy, sad. And we have no control of the stock market. I mean, something could happen like the China tariffs.
Sure.
That just happened. The market went down. Now they're talking about Iran. The conflict with Iran, the market is going down. So, I mean, we have no control of our money. People are fed up with that. Mm-hmm. So that's my money. My bank, my money. My way means that you can use the strategy to your advantage any way you want to. It's for your benefit, not only to use today, but also to maybe help you retire.
Sure.
Because that is a big concern of people out there. They're thinking, am I going to have enough money to retire? Am I going to outlive my income? So this is a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inflation is going up. I mean, I think all of us have the same feeling.
Sure.
Are we going to have enough money, right, Kurt?
That's correct. Now, when you talk about my bank, the one portion of being a bank is, one, A, it's not a brick and mortar.
That's right.
Your bank is wherever you live. And B, you don't produce yourself a checking account. No. You're more inclined to talk about having your own bank as to when you need to borrow money. There's another mechanisms.
That is right. Or actually save money.
Correct.
Because see, you can put money into the Become the Banker account, and you're going to be getting a 4%. Listen to this, 4% guaranteed and tax-free rate of return. Now, I mean, how good is that?
Well, it's really good. And when you first hear that, some people will say, well, on the stock market, and we'll kind of go back to that. On the stock market, I can make 8 or 10%. Well, if you look at a history of the stock market, and we've had Mike Hills on the show and some other financial experts, stock market will average, at best, 7% over a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. But that's taxable.
That is right.
That's at the whims of going up and going down. What you talk about is 4% guaranteed, but there's another thing that comes into play on that even pays you more money. And the best part about that, it's all tax-free. Mm-hmm. Explain how that works inside the system.
Well, you know, it's, you know, the beautiful thing about that is what you just said. You know, people are fed up with paying taxes.
Correct.
You know, taxes are going up. So if you can have a program, a strategy, an account that could give you 4% tax-free and guaranteed rate of return, most people just love that. So with no risk, this is absolutely no risk involved, period. I mean, you know, you're right about the stock market, averaging 7%. However, though, Kurt, you know, you got to make sure that people understand that when the market goes up, they're making money, right?
Right.
When the market goes down, they're losing money. Then the market, it's not going to go up immediately back to where it used to be.
Right.
It's going to take some time, right? So they're going to lose time. You see, they're going to lose years before the market goes up to where the market was before the market went down.
And here's something that, because I have a couple of these banks. I have three of them myself, so you know about that. One of the things I learned in 2008 through the systems that I have, through the becoming my own bank, is when I lost a lot of money in the stock market, i.e., people lost $100,000.
Okay. Absolutely.
Now, if all of a sudden I thought, well, if I got 20% rate of return on if the market went back up, I was good. Mm-hmm. The problem with that was if I went from, let's say, 400,000 to 300,000, I'm only getting that 7% on 300, not the 400 I lost.
That is right.
And in running those numbers, you have to get 100% rate of return to get even.
Absolutely, Kurt.
It was insane, and the stock market never gives you 100%.
That's right. I was going to say that. Yeah.
That's kind of what really attracted me to the bank was I can't lose my money. It's guaranteed at 4%. There's another little benefit that comes with it, but it never goes down, and I never pay taxes on it.
Right.
Which actually is paying me closer to 6.
No doubt. So, and it's something that your account will always grow, Scott. Mm-hmm. Grow, 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 grow. You will never see it go down. Now, that's the beautiful thing that people really love How about the Become the Banker strategy?
Sure.
Now, in the bankers, this is not new.
No, not at all.
It's been around for a while, but most people don't understand when it started.
That is
right.
Give
them a little history about it.
Well, you know, it used to be the best-kept secret of the wealthy. So if you look at history, in fact, I would actually ask the listener, Scott, to Google family banking or Become the Banker, and you will see that 200 years ago, the wealthy used the Become the Banker strategy to actually make money. They didn't use the stock market. In fact, I'm going to say that we have a reprint on this, the Boettcher family here in town in Colorado, very well-known family, right?
Yes.
Claude Boettcher in 1929. First of all, what happened in 1929?
Crash.
People lost everything.
Yep.
They lost not only money, but they lost their lives because people got so depressed that they jumped out of windows. Mr. Boettcher, Claude Boettcher, guess what? He took out over $2 million from his Become the Banker program.
That he had at that time.
Right. So he was putting money where? Not in the stock market. He would have lost everything. Not at the local bank. He would have lost everything because they went bankrupt.
They ran out of money.
Right. He put it into the Become the Banker strategy. And he was able to have it liquid, enough money, $2 million in 1929. How much money would that be today? I mean, 1929, $2 million. And then guess what he did with it?
He went out and bought properties.
He bought stock.
Bought stock.
Well,
when it was down.
Because it was down.
Yes.
Then he just waited, couple of years? The market went up, and guess what? They became the Boettcher family that you know today. This is local. We have the reprint out of the Denver Business Journal.
And Walt Disney.
Disney's another one. He created Disneyland. He went to the bank, and they turned him down, Kurt, because they thought he was crazy. He went to the bank, and he said, I have a mouse by the name of Mickey. They laughed.
Wow.
Google it, and you will see that they turned him down for a loan to open up Disneyland. Luckily, he was a proponent of the Become the Banker strategy. He took enough money to start Disneyland, the one that we know today.
Wow.
JCPenney, the same way.
Mm-hmm.
He built the empire, beginning in Casper, Wyoming, with his first JCPenney store with the Become the Banker strategy. But it's not for the wealthy, Scott. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is for anybody.
And I think that's, real quick, a couple minutes before a break, but I think that's one thing people, you know, kind of want to just tune out at first. When we start talking about financial planning and different things, they think all this is just, you know, if you have $1 million, you know, we can help you. Well, that's not the case with your program.
No, it is not.
Right.
You know, the beautiful thing about it, it applies to anyone, anybody. You can put, if you can afford 2 cups of coffee per day,
sure,
you can actually do the Become the Banker strategy.
Well, it depends if you go to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks.
Yeah, either one.
Either one, it doesn't matter.
Either one, it doesn't matter.
There's a difference
there. So it applies to anyone, whether you're just starting in life and you have little money to put aside, or you have some, right now you're nearing retirement and you have a lot of money to put aside. It's really flexible. The amount of money that you can put into the plan is totally up to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Put little or put as much as you want.
Right. And, you know, we've looked at what, you know, corporations have done, and I've had friends that have, you know, didn't really save a lot because they were in a really good job, thought they'd have it 20, 25 years, and all of a sudden they got that pink slip and they didn't save as much. And they're always saying, every time we do a show like this, is it too late for me to get started? When we come back, let's talk about that.
Let's do that.
We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
If you missed rates being this low before, now might be your time. Lower rates may help you to qualify for your new home or lower your payments and eliminate mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, and many of our clients are taking advantage of the lower rates. Most are able to save hundreds a month, all without extending their term. What could you do with $300, $400 a month or more? Pay off debt? Do some home improvement that you've been putting off? With your equity increasing and rates lowering, now might be the last chance to save thousands in interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan lately? Are you being treated like you're in an assembly line? No one listening? Just talking? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we will listen and find the right loan for you, all without the stress. Take AIM, 720-895-0500.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. And that fits our subject today. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage and also Joe Quijano. And Joe's been a good friend of our show for a number of years. Become the banker. His number, 303-779-6600. We're going to let you know about a couple of seminars coming up here that you can come to. And these are free of charge, of course. But Joe, let's talk about that subject about being too late. Because sometimes, you know, there's a couple of categories of people. Those that maybe had a plan and then things went awry in 2008 or so and they hadn't been able to get back on their feet, or they just wake up one day and they're 60, 65 years old and they didn't plan quite as good. But how can this fit into somebody's life then now where we can say, hey, it's never too late to get started?
Yeah, that's a great question, Scott. You know, you don't have to be young and you don't have to be old to really get this wonderful strategy to work. Okay, it's for anyone. Now, somebody may be thinking, maybe I'm past the age of planning.
Mm-hmm.
This strategy is specially designed for people in that age group. You know, because the government actually has approved the Become the Banker strategy to be tax-free. So here's the beautiful part about it. The older we are, the more money that the government will allow us to put into the plan that Become the Banker account,
okay,
tax-free, and the younger we are, the less money that we can put into that plan. So that means that as we age, you know, the government has given us something, a benefit, that we can put more money into the plan to help us make up for the lost time. You see, people do not plan to fail financially. They only fail to plan, Scott. And it's never too late to take that step and begin planning.
When someone is setting up this program, Joe, do they need to have a financial degree? Do they need to understand anything financial about the stock market or any of that to understand how this program really works?
Not at all, Kurt. You know, the biggest benefit to the Become the Banker strategy is that anybody can do it. There's no complicated formulas. They don't have to watch the ticker tape. It has nothing to do with the stock market. Nothing. So this is for anyone. You don't have to have a financial degree. You don't have to have a financial planner next to you. You can do this on, anybody can do this on their own. It's actually, a lot of people have told me, Kurt, it's almost like putting your program on autopilot.
Right.
Get it and forget about it. You know that it's going to go up. You don't even have to look at anything because you know that it's gonna, you're going to get a statement once per year because nothing fluctuates, you see.
It's going up at 4% guarantee.
It's going up. Right. So, I mean, you're going to see it once a year, your account growing. Or you can go online if you have a capacity to set up an account online with the Become the Banker companies that we use, and you can actually watch your account grow, but not monthly. I'm talking about per year. See how this is totally different. You know, the stock market, you do have to be really involved or have somebody there to help you. You see, my belief is this. If the stock market was a science, nobody would lose any money. You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not a science. Mm-hmm. So people are just at the mercy of the stock market, and they have to have a financial background for that.
Now, you talked about it doesn't take a lot of money to get started. How does that compare? Because a lot of people will put their money in a 401k. At what point is a 401k maybe not the place to put your money? Because that's taxable money.
That is right.
Versus putting it in the bank. Because the 401k may give you 4% or 5%, but it's always taxable. At what point do you say, I don't really want to maybe move my money and put it somewhere else?
You know, that's a great topic, Kurt. You know, really, I believe that people have three buckets of money or three pools of money. Unfortunately, the biggest bucket that we have is the 401k bucket. That's what they call a qualified plan. A 401k or IRA, by the way, the 401k, it's a tax code. So the government created 401ks. For whose benefit, you think?
Not ours.
Not ours. That is right. So that means that you can actually put money into a 401k, and this is what they call pre-tax. That money has not been taxed yet.
You're not paying taxes on it when it goes in.
Right. But when you start pulling the money out,
right,
guess what? You're going to be penalized if you're under 59 and a half and taxed. So we have a lot of people that are 401k rich, but they lose their jobs, for example, or they lose their health, and they're afraid to touch their 401k account. You know why?
Because that's all they got.
They would lose 40%.
Correct.
I mean, unreal. I mean, we have met so many people that cannot, they just feel terrible about touching that account because they're going to lose 40% of their hard-earned money. So that Become the Banker, on the other hand, is totally liquid. There's no penalties. You can put money into the account and pull money out with no taxes and no penalties.
And you can do it before the age of 59.
Anytime.
So if you start at 30 and you're at 50 and you say, okay, I need to pull out 50,000.
You can do it.
You'll have that issue.
And you can actually, if you put money into it today, you can take money out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, to me, that's liquidity.
Right. No matter what it's made.
Now, is the idea or concept behind this to have several of these, like Kurt mentioned, he has three. Mm-hmm. what would be reasons you would want multiple ones?
Well, here's the thing. You know, you got to follow what the banks are doing. Okay. See, banks make a lot of money, don't they?
Sure.
So they have, like I said at the very beginning of the show, specific strategies, Scott. Now, what happens when a bank becomes successful? What do they open?
Another bank.
Another branch. Yeah. So if you look at all the banks over here, I mean, there's a bank in every corner.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do the same thing. I have actually 9 become the banker accounts. I have 2 on myself. I have 1 on each one of my 6 children that I have, and 2 on my wife. So I can put the become the banker accounts on the name of a blood relative. Okay? I can fund that account. That account will grow tax-free, guaranteed, liquid. And if I need the money, guess what? I can go to all my 9. Kurt could go to all his 3 accounts, pull money out, mm-hmm. and then guess what? Pay yourself back. That's the name, become the banker. You, in essence, become the banker.
Right.
And since we're talking 401ks, I have an employee. I actually have 2 employees. And instead of developing a 401k, I got them a become their own bank, and I fund it. They co-fund it with me to a certain point, then I turn over the ownership of it and say it's theirs. So I have an employees that are receiving 100% contribution by me, tax-free. So when they see that, one of them's gone out and said, well, if it works so well for you to do that, she went out and got her own, and she's got it. Again, she bought it on her 2 kids. She set the same thing up. And for me, the one of the accounts that I have, if I need money for my business, i.e. I need a printer, I need office furniture, I don't go put it on a credit card, and I don't go to the bank to borrow money. I borrow it for me, pay myself back what a bank would normally charge me, and it becomes tax-free when I put it back in.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. You know, and you were talking about a 401k earlier, and I got to tell you one thing. I mean, 401ks are okay.
Yes.
Okay?
Especially if there's a match, right?
That's 100% match.
You're getting a match.
That's free money.
Yeah.
That is free money. And we advise people, as a certified financial planner, I want my clients to definitely take advantage of the employer's 401k up to the match.
Right.
Like if their employer matches 4%, just go to the 4%. Now, I have met a lot of people that put 10% when the employer only puts 4. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they got to just go up to the match, and the balance, the overage that they were putting into the 401k, put it in the become the banker account.
Gotcha.
That's tax-free. Why would you want to overfill a 401k bucket? Because eventually you're going to be paying taxes,
tax,
right? Mm-hmm.
Tax on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, we talked about a 401k losing money. Can I ever lose money on my become my own bank?
None.
Has it ever happened?
It has never happened.
In 200 years?
Over 200 years.
No matter what people put in,
no matter
they
what,
never lose their money.
They never lose
their
money.
I knew
money.
The answer to that question.
No,
but it just amazed me. When I did the research, I said, I can put in my money, make 4%, and never lose it. I can always get it back. Well, that's a pretty simple thing.
It is. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what people are saying. So, I mean, your listeners, Scott, you know, I encourage them to either call the show right now, to find maybe they have a question, or maybe they can actually just come to one of the seminars that we have.
Right.
Or if they can't make the seminar, we can meet with them individually or even do webinars.
Sure.
You know, we're trying to keep up with technology.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And webinars are phenomenal for people that don't want to drive.
Yeah, sit in comfort of your own home and just watch it.
And Kurt can actually provide popcorn, he said.
Yeah, right. Jiffy Pop.
Yeah. Jiffy Pop, that is right.
If you have any questions for Joe, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. If you've got any questions, and you mentioned seminars, and you've got a couple coming up, so let's talk about those real quick.
We do. You know, they're totally free. They're educational. And if you go to Become the Banker and just Google Become the Banker, you will see all the reviews that we have. We're pretty close to a 5-star reviews, all of them. And what people get out of the seminar is education. They will learn how money really works in today's economy, Scott.
Right.
See, what used to work in the past doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, stop and think about this with me, okay? If you look at companies like Apple, Apple disrupted the telecommunications industry, right?
Sure.
By developing what?
Yeah. The iPad.
The iPhone.
The iPhone, the iPad.
Because right now we have no more telephone booths, no more landlines, basically.
Right.
No more pagers. Okay. What about FedEx? Great company. What did they disrupt?
Mm-hmm.
Mailing.
Mailing.
Right.
Overnight delivery. They develop. And look at this. Uber and Lyft. They're great companies. They're great companies. I really don't understand how taxi cabs are staying in business.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. They say that Uber is the biggest and the largest taxi cab company in the world, yet they own no cars. I mean, how good is that?
That's a pretty brilliant idea.
No maintenance.
Yeah.
So basically, you see, those companies were able to think out of the box to get ahead financially.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we teach people during those seminars. Become the banker. It's just like all those companies, like Apple, FedEx, and Uber, were disrupting the financial planning industry, because what financial planners are helping you do today is not working. People are losing money.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned about having enough money. So Become the Banker, on the other hand, is creating that gap. It's actually completing that gap so they can retire in peace.
Right.
There's security in it. So no matter what happens, you're safe. You've always got this bucket, unlike any other, that's never going anywhere.
That is right, Kurt. And, you know, I think we all know that America is aging. You know, we're getting
Scott
older.
Is, I'm not.
I know. I know. We're actually maintaining our youth, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But what I'm saying is, the older we get, the more concern we have about safety.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I mean, if you're 25 years old, I mean, you still have plenty of time to gamble a little bit. But when you become 55, 60, you want to protect mm-hmm. what you have.
Sure.
And that's what the Become the Banker will help you do.
Right. So we've got June 25th in Centennial.
Yes.
All right, and then the 27th in Lakewood?
That is right, Scott.
Okay.
Thursday, June 25th, we'll be at 6:30 at night.
Okay.
And we'll provide some sandwiches. And then on Saturday, the 27th, we'll be in Lakewood, and we'll provide some a continental breakfast for them.
Okay, great. If you've got questions on that, you can call Joe's office directly, 303-779-6600. And I do recommend you check out the website, Become the Banker. And like I say, you can just Google it really easy and read all the reviews and all. And again, you can catch Joe a lot on Channel 9 and Channel 2 as well. And this is something that's really helping people and changing lives and helping people get their life back. And I think that's what Joe, a lot of people are just fearful of, just, you know, not only not having enough, but just running out of money. And I mean, when you look at, you know, I think when, you know, I grew up, it seemed like, Kurt and I, we've talked about this before, but people would retire and, you know, it would seem like 7 to 8 years they pass away. Well, now people are retiring and they're living 25, 30, 35 years.
You're starting a new career.
You better have a plan to get you through that.
Yeah.
You know, that is so true. So true. Think about this, okay? Social Security was actually put together in the 1930s, when the life expectancy was below 60 years of age. This is actual. So the government never planned to really pay Social Security, you see?
Right.
Because it started at age 65. Hmm. But in the 1930s, the life expectancy of people like you and I were in the late 50s. Now today, if you look at life insurance companies, I mean, they're magnificent in calculating how long we're going to be living. If you take companies like Prudential, the New York Life, they create mortality tables the hospitals and doctors today are using. You know what is the age that they have us passing on now?
87.
No, actually, that's the normal. But I mean, the illustrations for life insurance right now, They go to age 121. Can you believe that? 121. Every company that sells life insurance, they have to illustrate life insurance to age 21.
So you're a youngster then at 16.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely. I'm halfway there.
See, you're just a youngster.
See, they're just beginning.
Absolutely.
See?
They're halfway. That's the top of the hill.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but, you're listening. But your point, though, we're living longer, sure. So we need to make sure that our money lasts.
Absolutely.
And become the Bankers, the program to help people do that.
All right. So June 25th, we'll be in Centennial, June 27th in Lakewood. And for these, if you need some more information, give Joe's office a call, 303-779-6600. This is Haystack Help Radio.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Mosquito season is upon us. Don't let mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your summer activities in your yard. At Mosquito Authority, their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Did you know that when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections to your furry friend? For new customers, take advantage of the Memorial Day offer. Two treatments for $105, which is a $150 value, running now through Saturday, May 25th. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Our special guest, Joe Quijano, Become the Banker, 303-779-6600. Again, check out the website, becomethebanker.org. And if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Centennial, June 25th at 6:30 at night, will be a seminar there. And then also on the 27th in Lakewood, they'll be having a seminar, and you can call Joe for more information, 303-779-6600. Joe, I asked you when you came in before we showed it, before we started the show, you know, what's changed since you've kind of been doing this now for many years, and the people that you're seeing come to your seminars and different things like that? I mean, what are just some of the fears, again, they're voicing to you, and who are you seeing coming to these seminars?
Well, you know, Scott, we see a wide range of people that come to the seminars. And we have really young people just getting started. We have people.
Which is ideal, right?
Which is ideal,
I mean, if you can start early.
Might as well do it.
Instead of starting at 15 and get 4% for 20,
absolutely.
I would start at 20 and get 4% on 70.
And we have people in their working years now. And those people that are married during that period of time, they're bringing their kids with them to the seminars. That's what I'm seeing. We're seeing 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds come with their parents to the seminars. And then we have people in the older age brackets that want to protect their money. So people from all ages come to the seminar, but they have the same concerns. That's one thing. We've been doing this for the last 20 years, right, Scott, Become the Banker. And I can tell you that it's like a broken record. They want to grow their money, but they want to protect it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid to death of the stock market.
Yeah, well, after 2008, it scared everybody.
They're afraid to death. I mean, they just don't want to do anything with it. If there was a way that they, a lot of people say, could I take my 401k out of the...
out of the 401k.
Or could I actually transfer my 401k to your Become the Banker account? Sadly, they can't. They cannot. But, I mean... They're that fearful of the stock market. So the same it's the same thing that I hear all the time, Scott. You know, they want to get ahead financially. They just don't want to lose their money.
Kay, you've been doing this, like you said, for 20 years.
Become the Banker, Kay. Yes.
And I normally ask this question at the beginning, but tell us how you got started, because you besides running the company, you used to teach people in the state, get different licenses, and that's how, you know.
Right.
So give us a little history about you and where you started.
Well, you know, Kurt, I began my career as a financial planner in 1974.
Okay.
So I've been around for 44 years. That's older than some people that attend my seminar, right? 44 years. That's amazing. But out of the I done everything from stockbroker to financial advisor to everything
so
that
you
can imagine in financial industry services. 20 years ago, I bought a school here in Colorado. It's called Larry Larson's Eagle Education System. It is the oldest school in Colorado that teaches CPAs, insurance people, stockbrokers, and financial planners their continuing education to renew their licenses.
Correct. It's required by the state.
Right. It's required. So I began to teach for my good friend Larry, and then I bought the school from him. So 20 years ago, somebody gave me a copy of this phenomenal book called Become Your Own Banker by a great economist, Nelson Nash.
Right.
And you met Nelson
because we brought
him in.
Yes.
But he died, actually, a month ago, last month.
Oh.
At the age of 92. Yeah, he was a personal friend of mine. And that book gave the answers that people were actually looking for today on how to safeguard their money and how to make their money grow. So 20 years ago, I decided to only do one thing and just do it well, and that is become the banker.
And teach people that.
And teach people not only that, but also teach financial advisors.
Right.
The same thing.
Yeah, because I did know Nelson, and I have several copies of his book.
Yes.
Because when I have family members that want to know, I say, here, read this. Let me show you how this works. To make him protected. I did not know that he died.
Yes, he died last month, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
At the age of, I think it was like 92.
If somebody comes to your seminar, who can you not help? Right? Sounds like you can help every. Is there somebody you might not be able to help?
You know, I think people need to have the discipline to pay themselves first.
Yeah.
You know, people make money.
Yes.
You know, and Scott and Kurt, you know what I've been seeing over the past 20 years? I have met a lot of people that make an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about professionals, husbands and wives, that make an insane amount of money, yet they're living paycheck to paycheck. Then, 6 years ago, I'm going to give you an example, I met a lady. And this lady had more money in her liquid bank account than some of the professionals that I have met in the past. And I said, her name is Maricela. She let me use her name. I said to her, how did you accumulate this amount of money in your savings account? What do you do for a living? She says, I clean homes. I says, do you own a company? She said, no. I'm the only person cleaning homes.
I'm the CEO.
I clean homes every single day, and I get paid every single day. And she's told me something that I have known by research. She said to me, many years ago, I decided that every Friday was going to be my payday. So whatever I made on Fridays
went to me.
Went to me. I put that in my savings account. Isn't that brilliant? That's what the wealthy have done.
Sure.
So today, the people that we cannot help are people that don't want to pay themselves first. You see, you got to pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get ahead, you have to change what you're doing. If you're not happy financially, that means that you're not paying yourself first. You see, Kurt, and you see that on the mortgage industry.
Yes, I do.
You know, people make good money. They deposit this earnings into their checking account. Then they pay everybody else first, all the bills that they have. And they forget to pay who?
The person generating the money.
Isn't that what I call economic slavery?
Yeah.
So we cannot help people that don't want to pay themselves first. That's the bottom line.
And this sounds like this would be a great deal, too, for maybe grandparents out there or parents that want to leave things to kids instead of maybe doing things in some estate plan or something like that. I mean, every person would love some cash, right? Money. I mean, it sounds like a safe way to do that as well.
Well, absolutely. And I think Kurt, you know, had a good, I think you were talking about gifting. Remember that earlier?
I did. I was just going to tell you, I've finished my will, and in my will, instead of giving them a large sum, I'm giving them a bank. It's already paid for. Here it is.
What a beautiful.
The authority of the bank to the mother.
Yeah.
Their mother, my daughter.
Right.
So it allows them, they'll have it, but they can't spend it all at one time because mom's in control.
Beautiful.
So and I did that just so. Because I've seen so many people inherit so much money, and then all of a sudden, it's gone and it's wasted.
Yeah.
This allows them. Plus, they can learn how to do it themselves. They can understand the economics of money and how money grows, and how you can save money on taxes and the benefits to it. They get to learn all of that through this system, becoming
right.
Your own bank. And I won't be around to teach
mm-hmm.
them. So yeah,
what a legacy! What a legacy you're leaving behind.
Yeah.
And you know. Some friends and I, we were talking the other day, it's a shame that in our school systems, really, I mean, algebra, all the things were taught, and not really any common sense things about finances and
about
money.
About how money works.
And how to, you know, credit, all the things that really could be beneficial.
Oh, Scott, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if you don't mind, I mean, during the seminars, we teach people how money works in today's economy. So if you take a dollar bill, if you actually just take I take a dollar bill and I show it to the attendees and I ask them, what do you see when you see this dollar bill? 99% will say, well, it's a dollar bill. I see, you know, it's $1. I said, no, do you really know what's behind this dollar bill? Do you know what happens to this dollar bill? I mean, you go to work, you earn this dollar bill, but were you aware that 34.5%, one-third of that dollar, goes to pay finance charges on three items?
Yes.
Three. Mm-hmm. One home, one car, and one credit card. If you have those three items, you're losing 34.5% of every dollar you make in finance charges. Do you know somebody that may have two or three credit cards?
Sure.
Or two automobiles financed? Or two homes? Now, the same dollar bill, 36% goes to pay taxes.
All the taxes.
Now, I'm not just talking, yeah, you're right, Kurt. All the taxes. All taxes. Yep. So we're left with what?
30.
Yeah.
Like a quarter?
Yeah. 29 per,
you got 30 cents on the dollar to pay for groceries.
Cents. Yeah.
To pay for the things that we need, the college education.
Right. So just think, the Become the Banker strategy will help people live on the majority of that dollar bill.
Right.
By recapturing the finance charges that you would have lost.
Because now you don't have to pay them.
Right. And minimizing taxes. I mean, it's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see, somebody said a long time ago, creating wealth doesn't need to be complicated. I think people make making money too complicated. The Become the Banker strategy is simple. I mean, you don't have to be a genius, and you don't have to be wealthy to use it.
Well, I think that's part of what you teach in the class is a lot of people don't have the financial wherewithal.
Right.
It's really, you don't have to have it on simple, basic things that work, that you don't lose your money on.
Right. And that's what the wealthy have done.
That's right.
It's been proven.
Yeah.
And so why do you guys think most people struggle then with trying to get to that financial freedom status? Why do we struggle with that?
I think
so
you
much?
See, in my opinion,
living above our means, I think, is
that's one of them.
One huge thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Well, we have to be better than the Jones, so we have to have more credit cards and a nicer car, and we force ourselves. And I think, you know, I got to be honest, I did it when I was younger.
Yeah.
They said, okay.
And I heard one guy say, hey, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. We always say, you don't realize the Joneses are probably broke too.
trying to keep up with you.
Trying to keep up, right?
That's so true. That is so true. No, I think, you know, yeah, definitely. I mean, living beyond our means and really what I call instant gratification. I mean, besides wanting everything, and that's going to create you living beyond your means.
Sure.
I mean, if you go back to your parents' era or your grandparents, if they didn't have the money, did they buy things?
No. I tell you, I was in the furniture business for many years, and my grandmother, she lived to be almost 102 years old. And at like 90, we had a free promotion for financing carpet for a year, and when she wanted to do her carpet, you know, and I said, well, hey, you got a year to pay for it. Just finance it for this year. She could not get approved because she did not have a credit file.
She had no history.
I mean, it's like she was never born because they just paid cash for everything. And they weren't wealthy, rich people. They just...
That was their philosophy,
Scott.
That
was just their way they did it.
Yeah.
You bring up that dollar bill, and I've seen that before. When you understand, and again, this is because I have three of them, when you understand how the bank works, I give myself a raise when I borrow from me. Because I'm not paying that 34% finance charges.
There you go.
So that money that I'm not paying comes back into me. So if I'm making 30 cents, now I might be up to 60, 55 or 60, because I'm not paying that interest.
That's right.
Because it's my money that I'm loaning to me. I'm going to pay myself, but it's still coming back to me. It's still my money.
That is right.
It never goes out of my bucket.
It just moves
from this side to the other side. And as you see that happen, once you own one of these accounts, you're like, oh, well, that's pretty slick. And then the tax advantage, instead of putting money over here into this account that wants to tax me, I now don't get taxed. I give myself a raise. I don't need to make another dollar. I just need to quit giving as much as I got away to somebody else and give it back to me.
That's beautiful. That's an excellent way to put it. You see, when most people hear Become the Banker offers only 4%, 4%, to most people, that's a pretty tiny rate of return. Am I right?
Sure.
Even though it's tax-free, that could raise it up to maybe
six
or seven, right? But still pretty tiny in comparison to the stock market that could give you 20. But what Kurt just said is wisdom. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can recapture 34.5%.
I just gave myself 100% raise on net money.
I mean, 34.5% return, basically.
Sure.
you're making that money back to yourself. If you were to minimize taxes another 36%, there's no stock market that could even come close to that. Right. If you really understand the mechanics of the Become the Banker strategy, you will see that there's nothing too much better than that.
Right. Again, Joe Quijano has been our guest today. Centennial on June 25th. That'll be at 6:30 in the evening. And then in Lakewood on 627. I believe that'll be a morning session at 10:30 for that. And you can check out their website at becomethebanker.org for more information. You can also give them a call, 303-779-6600. Again, 303-779-6600. Real quick, last few minutes, Joe. Any story come to mind of maybe a couple maybe that has come to a class over the last year or two that when you first met them, I mean, they may like, hey, I don't even know if we got a dollar to put into something. But now, the 2 years later, or a year later, boy, their life is totally different.
I do have a lot of stories. I mean, a lot of them. One of them really comes to mind, and that is a lady who's 38 years old right now. I met her 10 years ago. Her name was Brandy. And Brandy is a medical coder. She codes for doctors, making good income. When she was 28, she came to one of my seminars, and she bought that Become the Banker account. And she's been funding it at the rate of, this is Brandy. I mean, you don't have to have this kind of money, but she chose to do this, $10,000 each and every year. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you can do $10,000, you can do $200 a month, you can do any amount you
sure.
want, okay? She just wanted to do $10,000. Now, excuse me, I'm going to take that back. It's $8,000, okay? $8,000 a year. Now, she's had it for 10 years. How much has she put into the plan?
80.
How much is it worth at this point, you think? $172,000. Now, think about that.
She's doubled her money.
She's doubled her money in 10 years. Is that taxable or tax-free?
It's tax-free. So now what's it worth?
Right. If you talk to Brandy today, she has used it not only to buy her home as a down payment, she's used it for her kids' orthodontics now that she's married and has two twins. She has used it for everything that she needed. What an account.
Sure.
That could double your money, reduce your taxes, and help you not to finance things except through your own bank.
Take that $170,000 minus the 80 is going to give her what, 90? What's the taxes on 90 grand at 25%? 20?
Oh, yeah.
So in addition to making 90,
right,
she took 20,000, which is where we talk about that dollar and 36%.
Right.
She took 20 grand, put that in her pocket because she ain't got to pay that in taxes.
That is right, Kurt.
Wow. I mean, I already know this.
I know. It doesn't get any better than that. That is right.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, man, hour goes quickly. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it.
For having me here.
All right. And catch Joe again on Channel 2 and Channel 9 as well. But most of all, come to one of these seminars, June 25th or June 27th. Go to becomethebanker.org for more information or give them a call, 303-779-6600. Kurt, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.